Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Liv wrote into the show today, wants to know if she's a jerk for giving her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend. I said what I said.
And we got to listen to what you said. What's the rest, though?
All right, she said, hey, I'm a single mom to my son. He's 18. I work full-time, make a decent amount of money, and I have some savings set aside from what my late husband left us. So, obviously, the dad has passed away.
Yeah.
Okay? She said, I've been building a college fund for my son for several years, and he knows this and was fully expecting to receive it when he graduates
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, over the past couple years, he's dated lots of girls for a few weeks to months at a time. They're all nice. He was having a good time. I didn't mind, as long as he was careful. But 3 months ago, he brought home his latest girlfriend, Lisa. She's 17. We've formed a connection. She doesn't have a great home life. Started seeing me as a trusted adult in her life. Well, yesterday she called me in tears. Came over and said she was pregnant. And that my son had broken up with her. I said, excuse me. She said, yeah, he broke up with me because I was pregnant. She had been kicked out of her parents' house. So I was furious with him. He was out with his friends, and I called him repeatedly until he picked up and told him, I cannot believe I've raised such a selfish person who could not even be bothered to support the girl he claimed to love and his own child. And I said, even if he does not want to take responsibility for it, Lisa and her baby are going to be a part of our family. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give his college fund to her to help start a life for herself and the baby.
Ooh.
He was shocked. Said I should be in his corner because I'm his mom. This is such a messed up situation.
Yeah.
I just want to hear others' opinions. Am I in the wrong here? Was I too harsh? Am I the jerk? Is there something I'm missing? Liv, am I the jerk for giving my son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
I mean, checkmate. I do think there's something.
Checkmate, my lord.
Nah, there's something missing there.
What the
hell?
She
jumped the gun. She did
something. You think she gave too soon?
I think she went into it too quick, felt something too hard, and,
here's the
and
money.
Was too aggressive. Mm. Like, didn't take no time to process any of it. Just went, oh, he broke up with you? Here's his savings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. Why did he break up with her?
Mm.
Was it because she was pregnant? Why did
he
go?
He's not even answering the damn phone. He's having too much fun, see?
Mm,
all right. 1-414-533-1037. You need to dial the 1. You can text or you can call. And we're going to talk to you about what you think next, because I see the texts already coming in.
This one's a doozy.
Mm-hmm. Is Liv the jerk for giving her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Liv the jerk for giving her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
Mm.
Rebecca's in Plymouth, and I can't wait to hear what people have to say today, which is why I want to go right into it.
Jump right on in, Am I the Jerk?
Hey, Rebecca.
Morning.
Hi.
Jerk or not the jerk this morning?
I'm going to say not a jerk. I have two boys, 8 and 11, and I'm sorry, but if they do that,
yeah,
I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah.
So I think maybe she, like, jumped the...
She jumped a little bit ahead by giving the whole college fund,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
But...
Sure,
but.
She's got the story, yeah. But, I think she should get more of the story. But, I mean,
yeah,
if she doesn't want to take care of this kid, well...
Too bad.
Here's the money. Too bad, in my opinion.
Because you're going to have to give the money anyway. If he's not going to take care of it, you're going to be paying child support.
Her 18-year-old son is moving fast, living fast. He's got a couple different girlfriends. How do we know they've been dating long enough for that to even be his kid?
I knew somebody was going to spin it on she's making this up or she's not pregnant.
I knew you were going to say this.
This is what they do to women every time.
Somebody's thinking it. I gotta speak
for
those.
You can say it.
I gotta speak for those.
I know.
I know nobody wants to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to say it, but there's that possibility. She knows nothing about the situation. She don't even know why her son broke up with her.
Mm-hmm. She knows her son's out partying while the damn girlfriend's pregnant.
Feeling some type of way.
Jeez.
That's true. I guess they're going to have to find out, but if there's even a possibility, he's going to have to take responsibility now.
Listen, right.
they're not married.
They're not together. For there to be any type of legal repercussion, they're going to have to get a paternity test either way.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to be paying for it.
You're gonna be paying
for 18 years, and then he's going to be like, oh, geez.
You don't want a Kanye situation. 18 years, and on the 18th birthday, he found out it wasn't his.
That's your own fault for not doing the paternity test. I agree.
Find out first.
Okay, Rebecca says, not the jerk for giving the college fund away.
Yeah.
Fine with me.
Appreciate it, Rebecca. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Cassie's in Sheboygan this morning. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think? Is Liv the jerk for giving away her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
110% she is the jerk.
Oh.
There's no way you could raise your son for this many years and then just be like, well, you got someone pregnant, so I'm going to punish you.
Ooh, I hear that, though.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm a high school teacher. I see parents defend their kids for everything in all caps.
True.
I think it's great that she's letting her son know that this behavior is not acceptable.
Yeah, there's just, like, different ways you can help support, you know, like, the mom. And I have to go off of what Deezy says. I kind of agree, like, is she actually pregnant, and is it actually his? Everything just seems kind of
sketchy. You're the one that doesn't believe women. Thank you for nothing, Cassie in Sheboygan. We don't appreciate you as women, but thank you.
Somebody else had to say it, though.
I understand these things happen. Yeah. I understand people lie. Mm-hmm. I understand you get with the wrong people, and if there's something off, some self-esteem issues, lying happens. People make up stories.
Yeah.
Weird stuff happens,
What I need to know is how long they've been going. That's what I feel like. There's so many key pieces that are missing that's like, oh, what really went down, and why did you break up with her, my boy? Where's his side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody said, not the jerk. My petty ass loves this. Somebody else said, not the jerk. Good mom. Good job of the mom holding the son accountable and not enabling him. That's Jesse and Stallus. And then somebody else said, I'm seeing an episode of Maury Povich.
Ooh. I just feel like there's ways that mom could have supported her son better. You know, kind of what Cassie's saying, support, not punish. Because that's a punishment. She's going, oh, that's how you feel?
Yeah.
Boom, taking everything from you.
See, these texts are going to trigger. Now I'm getting triggered.
I
totally agree with DZ. I'm a woman and women are scandalous. You never know. You're not helping us. God, women.
It's rare, but it happens.
Sheesh.
Cassie says, mom's a jerk,
I need to talk
though.
To the women. I need to have a private talk with the women later today, DZ. Okay.
We're split. Right.
Thank you for calling, Cassie. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Amber's in Hartford, and Amber was triggered. She said, I guess all of them were today. Hey. Amber's like, let me talk.
She's also on day three.
Day three getting in.
Working on a theme song.
You almost have a theme song, and you have to be the tiebreaker today. It's split down the middle. Oh. Do you think Liv's a jerk for giving her son's college fund to his pregnant girlfriend?
Talk to us.
She is 100% not the jerk. And if anything, it's an underreaction to the whole situation.
Ooh.
Now, truthfully, like, obviously, this is a drastic situation that obviously you don't want to see your kids.
Hell no.
You know,
I would
getting
cry.
Into this so young.
Right.
Yes.
And he obviously has plans to go to college. Like, a baby really derails that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, do you think the mom's actually going to give her college fund away? Probably not, but I mean, it's a drastic, like, shock, like, a shock to her son's system. Like, oh, crap, I really messed up. Like, my life got really derailed. Like, sometimes drastic situations call for the parent to freak out a little bit.
Mm.
And I'm sure she's mad, and I'm sure, like, that is going to be her grandchild. Like, she has to think about what that's going to look like, too. Mm. So, I don't know. It's just so many emotions and so...
such a bad situation to be in if you're not prepared.
Well,
it wasn't planned.
Let me read some of the texts. They said, jerk or not the jerk, I'm going to need an update after the paternity test. Somebody said, unfortunately, not all pregnancies result in a baby. She jumped the gun a little. That's true. Go to the doctor and let's have an appointment and make sure everybody's healthy.
Let's figure it out first.
Yep. Uh-huh. Somebody said, yes, the jerk. She's 5 minutes pregnant. It's too soon to know.
5 minutes.
If the baby's even his. But then somebody else said, not the jerk, because he never denied it wasn't his.
That is true. He never said nothing.
He probably doesn't know.
He probably has no idea. He probably ran the second that she went pregnant. I'm late. Me too. Gone.
Fast day up, boys. Hey,
Amber works it out for us. Says, not the jerk. If anything, it was an underreaction.
Okay. Listen to this text. Not the jerk. Not a punishment. It's a consequence. Children are not entitled to their parents' money for college.
Preach. Yes.
Amber over here snapping.
Amber's like snapping.
We appreciate your call, Amber. Have a great day.
Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye. So, okay, not the jerk. This is going to be a hot one on Facebook, isn't it?
I can already feel it.
Woo-wee
is right.
Get ready. And we see your text coming in, so we appreciate it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.